Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior lacrosse star at Byram Hills High School, Gavin Jaworski. So, hi, welcome to the show, Gavin, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a great honor.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's a deserved honor as I'm looking over your nomination letter. And, you know, eventually we might be talking to, you know, one of your coaches, either football or soccer. We'll wait and see if when they jump in. Now, according to your nomination, you and the Bobcats, lacrosse-wise, you started off the season with a win over Tappan Zee. You had three goals. You had three assists, which was a nice way to get out the gates. But that was, according to the nomination letter, for a couple of weeks ago. So how have you guys fared since then, since the first game?
Yeah, that was our opening win. It was really they're a good team, Tappan Zee, so it was really big to open the season with a W. That's always good for the team's self-esteem, team's confidence. And then after that, we kept rolling. We had two big wins against Brewster, against Putnam Valley. I think we beat both of them by at least 10 goals, which was big. You know, going into our second, or after those first three games, this stretch of games gets a little bit tougher. We played Bronxville. We fought hard, but we ended up losing by, I think, 7 goals, and then beat Austining. And then last night we had a tough game, really fought to the last whistle, the last second against Mayapak. We lost 9-8, but it really was a game that could have gone either way. Okay. So when you look at that, we have two losses against big name schools, big time programs, but we're really feeling confident going into this big stretch of games that we have coming up. You know, confidence is growing for everybody. Chemistry is building and the guys are just improving. You know, we have a group of guys who love the game, but aren't super passionate where they're playing outside of school. We don't have that many guys who are playing club ball, but people have really been getting on the wall, putting in the work, and it's starting to show. And the good thing is we've only had five or six games this season. I can't remember off the top of my head. And we still got, I think, 12 more to go in the regular season. So things are just going to keep going upwards.
I was going to ask you, and first off, I want to apologize, by the way, because I went to Mayapak, so don't hold that against me. But I was going to ask you, you know, as to like where you guys fared last year and what the expectations are now. So I can see that one of the things that you're talking about here is the fact that the team is now starting to finally build that chemistry and come together.
Yes. I mean, last year we had a deep run. We made it to the semifinals. We were banged up. We had a bunch of guys down to injury. We only lost by one. And then we did lose a couple guys. One of our midfielders went off to college. One of our starting defensemen went off, and our faceoff guys as well. But the good thing is that we've guys stepping into those roles right away. And that's the best thing about this program is that guys are always willing to work and guys are willing to step into those new roles. And this year we knew it was going to be tough. You got teams like Rye, teams like John Jay moving down to Class C, but that doesn't really seem to phase us. We don't really care about these big names coming down. We're just going to play our game, and we know if we play our game, we can compete with anybody.
And then I noticed, too, that now is Coach Locker, is this his first year as the coach?
First year as the head coach. He was on staff last year as an assistant.
Okay, and I see that you and he worked together in the offseason for a workout program to make sure the team was ready, and I'm sure that helped the team building concept right before you even got out the gate.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, every Sunday night with new coaches, it's definitely hard to go right into the season. So every Sunday night, we'd Coach Locker, we'd Coach Smith, Coach Pip at the bubble 8 to 9:30, and we were just getting in skill work, but also they were starting to implement aspects of the game that we would need to know so that we weren't scrambling in those first 10 practices before our first game. So we had our ride going in, we had our clear going in on those Sunday nights, and that really helped us coming in. We didn't have to push that in 10 practices, and we could go over offense, we could go over defense. And I think that did help us in our opening game versus Tappan Zee.
Okay. And that's a great way to go about it, to be, you know, to get that extra preparation ahead of time. So like you said, you're not scrambling to squeeze stuff in. And yeah. I also, you know, I note that you were all section, you were all league, and you've been a member of the team for what, like 5 years now, and you're returning captain. So most of the winners of this award are captains of their respective squads. And I ask all of them what it's like to be the captain, not just with your play on the field, you know, the leading by example, but what's it like for you knowing that you're the one that people are looking to for leadership?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it really means a lot to know that people are looking up to me, and especially a year like this where we have so many eighth graders on the team. We're a very underclassmen heavy team. So I think that really means a lot to be a captain, to know that these underclassmen are looking up to me. And I just try and take that role with like really purposefully and really make sure that I'm leading by example, whether it's off the field, whether it's on the field, in the locker room, academically too. People need to know that hard work pays off. It's not just about lacrosse, it's about school as well. But I just want to make sure that everybody knows to do the right thing. Don't get into any problems on the field or off the field. And I think that I know that it's my role to make sure that everybody does that. I think so far I've done a pretty good job of implementing that thus far.
Well, that's great. And I'm sure that when you were younger, you know, when you were one of those younger players, you know, the eighth grader, the ninth grader, that you had your own mentors and your own captains. So is there anything that they taught you that you thought to be really valuable that you've brought forward with these new young kids?
I mean, I think it's just to roll with the punches. I mean, I was in eighth grade, I was in ninth grade, and even ninth grade, my season got canceled. So I didn't even get that opportunity. But in eighth grade, things, I was not top of the depth chart. I was rolling at the bottom. I was maybe running with the second line midfielders, if that. But captains always just told me to work hard and don't get discouraged. And if things don't go my way, there will be another opportunity. And I think that's just something that is so important. The lesson of resilience, and to make sure that you are resilient, you're not letting one play change your entire mentality of the game, and to just roll with the punches and stick with that next play mentality. I think that's something that I try to make sure that all of my teammates understand. If something doesn't go their way, they miss a shot, they get a penalty, onto the next. Coach yells at you, onto the next. It's just something that it's so little. It seems like it's so cheesy and not so important, but it really is something that's really important. I think it's important for me, and I want to make sure everybody knows that.
Yeah, it is very important, you know, to kind of wipe the slate clean, especially if it's something that, you know, maybe you made a mistake, or maybe it was a play that you're not proud of, and you have to put that behind you and just keep moving forward. So yes, resilience is the best word to use. Now, with these younger kids, have you seen any improvement that you're particularly proud of when it comes to your leadership and your captainship?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you come in with these eighth graders, they've been playing youth ball, and so you think they're a little bit immature, they're young, they might be trying to celebrate after goals and taunt a little bit. That's something that, at least at Byram Hills, with our coaching staff, we do not tolerate at all. And we get it. We like to have fun. We play loose. We have fun. And we like to get excited, hype your teammates up. But even last night, there was a taunting penalty for the other team against us, which was huge. Every little thing matters. And it's just, we saw Sunday nights, we saw those first couple of days of practice, those eighth graders were a little bit tense, but they were a little bit like running through everybody, trying to do their own thing. But we've taught them to be a little bit more patient and understand the offenses, understand the defense. And we're only, I think, a month into the season, maybe a little bit more than a month. And I've already seen drastic improvement from them. So I think we've still got a month left. We've still got playoffs. There's going to be so much more to come. And these eighth graders are going to step into roles because we do need them. We need midfielders. We need long stick midfielders. They're going to step into roles and they're going to know how to do it because we prep them in practice. We prep them in games and they understand how to play, how to act off the field and on the field.
Oh, that's fantastic, man. That's fantastic. And, you know, I can definitely sense your excitement, you know, and how much you're looking forward to, you know, the rest of the season now, you know, especially with the expectations that you've got.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
And it's not just lacrosse, but I've also seen that you played basketball and football this past season. You were named All-Conference, All-Section, All-State, Second Team, a member of the Golden Dozen. You had over 1,000 yard rushing. You led the team in touchdowns. And because I just had to bring this up, because this is just a freaky stat, and I have a feeling you're probably the only member of this club, but you scored a touchdown of over 90 yards in rushing, receiving, and kick returning. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's wild. I didn't even remember that until you brought it up. You know, that's not something I don't try to think about, all the nitty gritty stats. But when you bring it up, that is definitely pretty wild.
Yeah, that it is. And I did notice that speaking of football, that your coach, Coach Simon Burke. Hi, Coach. I see that he's joined us. So Coach, talk to me here about Gavin. I know, you know, we're talking about lacrosse and that's what he's going to be heading off to Colgate for. But at the same time, talk to me about football and coaching Gavin, and also that kind of freaky club that he's now the only member of.
Yeah, you know, I think, and it's kind of parallel to lacrosse in that I came in, my first year was Gavin's junior year, right? So there was some turnover on staff. I think that's an opportunity where you try to lean on the players who are experienced and committed, and, you know, having a young man like Gavin who's definitely talented, but kind of knew his role as the player to kind of learn the new system and do the work and commit to something bigger than himself. It was amazing. And, you know, I think high school is the perfect opportunity to play multiple sports. You know, one of the things that breaks my heart as a coach is when these kids specialize in only one thing. And, you know, high school is a great opportunity to learn so much, so many opportunities to learn across sports. kids have different coaches influence your lives. And then the biggest value for coaches is when you see these kids understand the message. And then when you hear your captains speaking to, you know, the power of student leaders. And, you know, Gavin is an exceptional leader. And as he mentioned just before in his answer, the idea of leading in the classroom, in the locker room, on the field, you know, what it means to carry yourself as a student athlete. And Gavin's an exceptional role model in all facets.
And Gavin, you're going to be attending, as I mentioned just a moment ago, you're going to be attending Colgate to play lacrosse. That had to be one pretty exciting day when you signed your letter, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. I mean, it's so many kids dream about playing college sports and not that many people have the opportunity. And just to have the opportunity to play, to know that some school wanted me to represent their program with Colgate on their chest, really felt like an honor. And to officially put pen to paper with that, you know, I was committed for over a year without actually putting pen to paper. So they could have dropped me, I could have dropped them. And to know that it was officially official was really exciting. And I'm super excited for the next chapter. Going to be working hard to make a statement there at Colgate, change the program around there.
Oh, there you go. Good luck for that, or good luck to that, I should say. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior lacrosse star at Byram Hills High School, Gavin Jaworski. Now, Gavin, with this award, you know, there's the academic side as well as the athletic side, and you got a course load of all advanced and honors classes, AP Comp Science, AP Physics, Calculus, Stats, AP World, and with all of this, you're carrying a 4.3. And that's pretty impressive, you know, especially with the fact that you do, you know, you've been playing three sports in your high school career at the same time. Now, with all this classwork, though, what is it that strikes your fancy the most? What is it that that really grabs your interest?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been more of a math science guy, but last year taking AP Computer Science, I really loved it. You know, some classes of the APs that I took, I didn't really have an interest in, but computer science was something that really just sparked my interest right away. And I think it's something that really relates to our world today as computers and technology is just taking over everything. So I think that computer science, I loved it. I think that's what I might be majoring in college. I haven't officially made that decision, but yeah, classes like computer science, classes like statistics, which I'm taking right now. I've got my test next week. Classes like calc, which is obviously a lot, but I don't hate it because I'm a big math guy. So those are the things that really spark me and that I'm interested in.
Okay, yes, I did notice the math bent that you have there. So, yeah. And when it comes to moving forward, I was going to ask you that question, but you already answered it with possibly computer science. But now, outside of the faves, though, was there any class that you've taken that kind of surprised you? Maybe you took an elective just to fill out your schedule, maybe, or took an elective for fun, and you ended up saying, wow, this was more interesting than I thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I'm actually taking economics right now, and one of my friend's dads came in. He came to talk to us about taxes and all this stuff. You know, it doesn't really sound that interesting. He talked about finance and money. He actually recommended this book called Freakonomics. And I went home and I started reading it. And that was just like the class has been interesting. He's talking about real world stuff. And that is something that I didn't think I'd love. I'm a second semester senior. It's April of my senior year right now. I shouldn't really be caring, but I actually have been focusing that class and I think it's very interesting and it will be something that I could keep with me for the entire life. Taxes and money and budgeting and stuff like that. So it's all really important. And I actually think it's very interesting. So
well, yeah,
that's something
right.
I didn't expect to love it.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, that's really cool. And it is very important. It may be a little on the dull side, but it is certainly stuff we have to pay attention to. And we have to be on top of. So
yeah.
Now, also in line with, say, you captaining the lacrosse team, you were selected as a Byram Hills senior mentor this year, where you lead a freshman class during the first two quarters of the year. And, you've gotten, according to your nomination letter, a big thumbs up for your performance, especially with the fact that you've tackled some difficult, but, you know, ever-present issues like stress and anxiety, peer pressure, cheating, drug abuse, whatever it happens to be. So, like your captaining, what's it like to for you? How does it feel to assist these younger kids and kind of help them move forward and get acclimated?
I mean, being a mentor is one of the biggest honors that I think I could have received as a student at Byram Hills High School. You know, you come in as a freshman and the first class you have is mentor class, where you have these two seniors who are teaching you all about the ropes of high school and everything you need to know to manage everything. And obviously high school is an overwhelming time. You have a lot of classwork. You have a lot of extracurriculars if you're doing sports, if you're doing theater. And that was something that really stuck with me. So I said, I definitely want to be a mentor. And then being a mentor this year was a lot of work. You know, you have kids who have different interests, different hobbies, different types of people, kids who are more stressed than others, kids who are more quiet, more talkative. And that's what I think is the beauty of the program, that you get to deal with so many different kinds of students and build an a personal relationship with each and every one of your students. And I think that's really important because, like you mentioned before, with having some of my teammates look up to me as a captain, this is the same thing. You have younger students look up to you as a role model in the school. So you see your mentees walking through the hallway. They're always saying, what's up to you? You're asking them, how's the second half of your year? Because you don't see them anymore that often. But it was nice even knowing that they knew that they could reach out to me if anything, if they needed anything. And that did happen. Kids would reach out to me if they needed, if there was a problem, they needed any advice with anything. And I was there to help them anytime. If they needed a ride, if they needed anything, I was always there for them. And it was really nice being a mentor this year. And I had Mr. Allen, of course, who is the boys soccer coach here. He was my teacher in charge, and he really helped me a lot through the process of being a mentor. And yeah, it was really an awesome experience, and I loved every second of it.
Oh, I'm sure, man. And that's got to be really rewarding, especially if you see some of those kids, you know, take some of these lessons to heart and, you know, maybe come out of their shells a little bit and maybe, and you know, and you can see them, like you said, now, you know, being comfortable enough to walk up to the big star of the lacrosse team and say, hey, you know, can you give me a hand with something? And that's for some kids. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I would have had a great deal of difficulty talking to anybody that wasn't in my class, anybody older than myself.
It's intense talking to an older student, someone who's maybe double the size of them. But yeah, like you said before, you've quiet kids who, at the beginning of the year, we walk into the class, my partner, Cindy, and I, and everybody was quiet and nobody was willing to talk. Then you get to the end of the year and everybody's talking to us and our class is full of joy and full of talking and so much laughter. And that's what you love to see as the year went on. Everybody was just getting more comfortable together. And now you see everybody's out of mentor now, but you could tell the freshmen were acclimated. And, you know, I know that they're reaching out to me if they need anything, and they haven't reached out. So I'm assuming that they are all good and that my partner, Cindy, and I taught them the way.
So that's great, man. And and this is kind of cool. According to your nomination letter and your school counselor, at a seminar course, I guess this past summer, he heard some colleagues talking about hoping that you would be the mentor to their freshmen. So I guess it depended on which teacher had the first pick in the mentor draft, huh?
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna take Gavin. Yes, please. Your reputation preceded you there. And some other things. I see you're a member of the Mu Alpha Theater Honor Society. Also, you're another winner of this award who's musically inclined. There's quite a few of you. As you're a member of the band as a percussionist. How long have you been doing that?
Yeah, I've been doing that since I think I was in fifth grade. So it's been a while.
Okay.
And I stuck with it all throughout high school, so I like it. It's fun. It's something different.
I was going to say, and well, you see, that's something I ask people all the time is, you know, for you guys, the amount of things that you do academically and athletically is just, it's a huge mound of stuff you have on your plate. You know, what are some of the things that you do to maybe blow off a little bit of steam, give yourself a break? And like you said, you do this as a member of the band. Is there anything else that you do to try to give yourself a breather?
I mean, I feel like I kind of just use my, like, I don't really have too much time to spare because throughout my freshman, sophomore, and junior year of high school, I was playing three sports. This year, I took one season off, but I would use my practices and my time to kind of just chill, and then I would have to go home and do some work. But I do think that my six-period band class is kind of just like a break from everything. I get to do something completely different than schoolwork. I get to do something completely different than athletics. And then, of course, on the weekends when I have time, I like to hang out with my friends, talk to them on the phone if I have a little time during the week. But, you know, there's not too much time there because I can't stay up till 2 a.m.
and exactly
get rolling on no sleep. But, you know, any time I get, I try to just lay back a little bit, talk to my family, talk to my friends. But it was definitely a challenge playing three sports throughout high school. But I don't regret any of it. That's one thing.
No, I'm glad you don't. I'm glad you don't. And like Coach said earlier, you know, he feels bad for those that could play more than one sport when they don't, because there's so much that you can take from the other sports. You know, I'm sure that you're going to be able to take from basketball and also from football some of the aspects of the things that you've learned and really make your lacrosse game even better when you get to Colgate.
100%. You know, playing defense in basketball helps you with playing defense in lacrosse, doing certain drills in football, footwork and stuff like that. helps with explosiveness in lacrosse. You know, it all relates together. And that's why Coach Burke says he loves multi-sport athletes. He tells us that almost five times a year during the football season. When he's recruiting kids, he always says he hates when kids play only one sport. So it's true, because it all relates together. And as much as you try to specialize on one sport and try and perfect your game, there's lessons from other sports and certain skills you're going to get that you might not even realize. So,
and I'm glad you're going to be able to take that with you to Colgate, and good luck to you there. And for some of the other things you do, you know, keep coaching those kids, youth leads that I see you do with lacrosse and everything else. And one more thing I wanted to ask you before we close up shop here is that you recently created a business with your sister in organizing color war activities for some kids to help them escape from the anxieties and the stressors of school. What do you all do there?
Yeah, so this actually started over COVID, because my sister and I, we went to sleepaway camp for 7 years each, at least. And every summer there's something called color war. The last 4 days of camp, camp gets split up into two teams. You go, you do so many different types of events with your team. So you play against each other in football, basketball, tug of war, capture the flag, anything you can imagine, you will go against your other team. And when COVID hit, we were like, okay, we can't go back to camp, but we're now, however old, we're 16 years old, 15 years old. We don't really care that much about Cold War, but for the kids who are maybe 10 years old and 9 years old, this is what they live for. They live for these moments playing against the buff and blue, as it was in my camp. These kids can't get that right now. How can we give them some sort of activity to keep them entertained during the pandemic? And we came up with this idea. My sister was kind of mastermind behind it. Cold War camps. And basically we'd go to people's houses, big front lawn. We'd set up all sorts of activities. So they had a pool. We would do relay races in the pool. We'd do capture the flag. We'd do football. We'd do basketball, knockout, anything you can imagine. We did it. And it's spent 2 hours with these kids. They loved it. We even kept scores. So we'd have a book. We'd tally everything up. And after that COVID summer, it just kind of kept on going. Throughout the fall, if we had some any time, kids, people would reach out to say, for my birthday party, can we do this? We were like, sure. And now it's kind of just kept on going strong. You know, kids love just getting outside, playing around with each other, especially these little kids. They will do anything to just play around with their friends for an hour and a half. And they loved it. And I love how we took something that we tried during COVID, and now it's still 2023 now, and it's still going strong. So that's been really humbling and really fun to see how our ideas, we put them together and actually made something work out of it. And seeing the smiles on the little kids' faces is something that, like, you'll never, it can't be taken away. That's just bittersweet.
So that's priceless stuff right there. And just, you know, the physical exercise and getting them out of the house, getting them out of the, you know, out of the front of a screen, you know, in front of the TV or a video game or something, and getting them out in the air. That's great. And, you know, I commend both of you, you and your mastermind sister, on the idea.
Thank you.
So, but listen, Gavin, it was fantastic talking to you. And again, good luck moving forward when it comes to Colgate, and of course for the rest of your lacrosse season here as well.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me today.
It was great talking to you. And for Byram Hills High School's Gavin Jaworski, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.